Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, May 5th, and coming up in today's episode. Supreme Court declines contempt plea against BJP MP Nishikant Dubey over remarks against judiciary. National Commission for Women condemns online trolling of Navy officer's widow after peace appeal in the aftermath of Pahalgam attack. India steps up diplomatic and strategic measures following Pahalgam attack as Prime Minister meets with Defence Secretary, and Trump's 100% tariff on foreign films raises alarms in global film industry, including Bollywood. The Supreme Court of India has refused to entertain a contempt petition filed against BJP MP Nishikant Dubey for his remarks criticising the judiciary, particularly its recent ruling setting a deadline for the President and Governors to act on pending bills. During the hearing, Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna responded firmly when concerns were raised about the need to safeguard the judiciary's dignity. He said, "Our shoulders are broad enough," after Advocate Vishal Tiwari highlighted the significance of upholding the institution's respect. Mr. Tiwari had filed the petition alleging that Mr. Dubey's statements were insulting and condemnable and urged the court to initiate contempt proceedings. He submitted, quote, "The dignity of the institution has to be protected. It cannot go on like this." Earlier, the court took cognizance in the Delhi Judicial Services case. Despite the concerns raised, the court made it clear that it would not proceed with contempt plea. "We will be passing a short order. We will record some reasons. We will not be entertaining it. But we will give an order," CJI Khanna said. Mr. Dubey, a member of parliament from Godda in Jharkhand, has launched a scathing attack on the judiciary following its landmark ruling last month that directed the president and governors to take decisions on pending bills within 3 months. This happened after Tamil Nadu government repeatedly criticized the government of halting or not passing bills that were passed by the state, claiming that he was acting in tandem with the centre. Several political leaders, including Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, expressed disapproval at the verdict. Mr. Dubey's comments drew particular criticism. He questioned the legal basis of the judgment and accused the Supreme Court of destabilizing the country. "Which law says the president has to take a decision within 3 months?" he asked, adding, "This means you want to take this country towards anarchy. Supreme Court is responsible for inciting religious wars in the country," he added. He further suggested that if all matters were to be settled by the court, then parliament and state assemblies were redundant. Following public backlash, the BJP distanced itself from Mr. Dubey's remarks, stating that the party respects the judiciary and that his views were personal. The Supreme Court Bar Association also condemned Mr. Dubey's statement, describing them as defamatory and amounting to contempt. In a resolution, it stated, "This attack on Supreme Court as an institution and on the Chief Justice of India, Justice Sandeep Khanna, as an individual is unacceptable and must be dealt with in order with the law." The National Commission for Women has strongly condemned the online abuse directed at Himanshi Narwal, the widow of Navy officer Lieutenant Vinay Narwal, who was killed in a terror attack in Pahalgam of Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd of April. Ms. Narwal, who had recently married Lieutenant Narwal, was in Kashmir on her honeymoon when the 26-year-old officer was shot dead along with 26 others. Reports indicate that the attackers asked the victims about their religion before opening fire, and that they targeted Hindus. In the aftermath of the terrible tragedy, Ms. Narwal made a public appeal urging people not to direct their hatred towards Muslims or Kashmiris and distancing them from the terrorists. Quote, "I want the country to pray for him, that wherever he is, he has found peace. That is all I ask. There is something else I wish to say. I see hatred growing directed at Muslims and Kashmiris. We do not want this. We only wish for peace, nothing else." She called for justice for those responsible for the attack and made a clear distinction that public trolling and outrage against all Muslims of the country should not happen. Her remarks, however, sparked a wave of trolling on social media, with abusive comments targeting her personal life and questioning her right to receive her late husband's pension. The comments were extremely hate-filled and targeted the bereaved widow for her personal life, her words, and even her college days. The NCW issued a statement on X today saying, "After Lieutenant Vinay Narwal's death, The way his wife, Himanshu Narwal, is being targeted on social media for a remark is extremely condemnable and unfortunate. Targeting a woman for her opinions or trolling her about her personal life is not acceptable at all. The panel added, any agreement or disagreement must always be expressed decently and within constitutional boundaries. The National Commission for Women is committed to protecting every woman's respect and dignity. NCW Chairperson Vijay Rahatkar also addressed the issue separately on her personal X profile, saying some people may not have liked Ms. Narwal's remarks, but it is not right to troll her for her opinions and target her with personal remarks. Visuals of Ms. Narwal sitting beside her husband's body dressed in her wedding attire sparked national grief. Many social media users have since rallied in her support and called on authorities to take action against those spreading hate. The comments against Ms. Narwal range from abusing her family, abusing her opinions, and even claiming that she could have had a hand in his death, while the widow already mourns the death of her husband. 12 days after the deadly terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam, which claimed 26 lives, including 25 tourists and a local pony operator, Prime Minister Narendra Modi continues to hold high-level meetings with senior defence and security officials. Today he met with Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, according to sources. This follows recent meetings with the Army, Navy and Air Force chiefs as the government calibrates its response to the incident. Prime Minister Modi has already issued a stern warning, stating that those responsible for the attack will receive a punishment they cannot imagine. The government has since taken a series of diplomatic actions aimed at Pakistan, which is suspected of having links to the attack. These include suspending the Indus Water Treaty, halting visa services for Pakistani nationals, and reducing diplomatic staff in Pakistan's missions in India. In response, Pakistan has issued warnings that any attempt to block water flows would be viewed as an act of war and has threatened to withdraw from all bilateral agreements, including the Shimla Agreement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, addressing public concerns, had said yesterday, quote, what you desire will certainly happen under Prime Minister Modi's leadership. The physical security of India as a nation has always been ensured by our brave soldiers. It is my duty to give a fitting reply to those who threaten our country. Amid heightened tensions, India has temporarily halted the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River in Jammu and Kashmir, a move interpreted as a strategic warning. The dam, located in Ramban district, is a run-of-the-river project and can only retain a limited volume of water in accordance with the Indus Water Treaty. It currently generates 900 megawatts of hydroelectricity as well. Officials also indicate that similar steps may be considered in the Kishan Ganga Dam in Bandipur. Like Baglihar, it is also a run-of-the-river project and has capacity of 330 megawatts. The Chenab River is one of the three western rivers covered under the 1960 Indus Waters Treaty, which gives Pakistan the right to unrestricted use. India is allowed non-consumptive uses such as hydroelectric power generation and irrigation. President Donald Trump has announced a 100% tariff on all films produced outside the United States, citing a threat to national security and economic stability. The decision, shared on his Truth social media platform on Monday, has triggered widespread concerns among film distributors and producers globally. Trump stated on Truth, and I quote, other countries are offering all sorts of incentives to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Hollywood and many other areas within the USA are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by other nations and therefore a national security threat. He reasoned why films deserve a 100% tariff over the sake of national security. The announcement comes amid heightened trade tensions, particularly with China. The president added that the move is aimed at countering foreign influence in entertainment, describing imported films as vehicles for messaging and propaganda. Quote, I'm authorizing the Department of Commerce and the United States Trade Representative to immediately begin the process of instituting a 100% tariff on any and all movies coming into our country that were produced in foreign lands. We want movies made in America again, he declared. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick responded on X, writing simply, we're on it. The practical implications of the policy remain unclear. As reported by NDTVMovies.com, there is no confirmation yet on whether the tariff applies only to fully foreign productions or includes American studios shooting abroad. Similarly, the impact on streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video have not been defined. The sudden announcement has created panic among distributors, particularly those who have already required rights for foreign films scheduled to release soon. With no indication of grandfathering clause, many face the risk of financial loss. The Indian film industry is among those most affected, probably. In 2023 alone, Indian films earned over $20 million at the US box office, with titles like Pathaan, RRR and Donkey leading the charge. Telugu cinema in particular relies heavily on North American revenue. Industry experts warn that a 100% tariff could double distribution costs, making it financially unfeasible to release Indian films in the United States. If it is a theatre-released film, we still don't know about streaming platforms. Deals for upcoming films, including Kill and Salaar, have reportedly been paused. Distributors are seeking clarity on whether the policy will apply retroactively or extend to digital platforms. Stakeholders across global film industry now await further guidance as the tariff plan begins its implementation process. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.